TV. Turn down that glare. I got a feeling it's going nowhere. Silence takes over. Perhaps our hearts will speak. It's good to dance. It's good to dance the slowest dance. So we can dance. We will dance the slowest dance. And we will dance. We will dance the slowest dance.
Like a double rainbow in your backyard. What could it mean? It's Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver. And with you for the next hour and a half, it is I, Jonathan Brown, joined once again by my lovely better half. How's it going?
Pretty good. I think that's me.
I think that is you.
I'm Natalie.
How's it going?
Good. I just ate some pizza. Do I have pizza on my face?
Sure do.
Oh.
Covered.
Yeah.
You're like the pizza monster.
Pizza Monster?
Oh, no,
you mean
no,
Pizza
no.
The Hut?
Yes, exactly what I mean. You ready for a great show?
Always.
Ready?
I'm more ready than I've ever been for anything in my entire life. That's how ready I am.
That's pretty ready.
Are you ready, Vancouver?
I think they're ready.
Mm, I think so.
I heard a unanimous.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know.
I got a good feeling about this one. I put on some pants for it. Because in addition to talking about all the great music that's coming around town and playing that stuff, we're going to be in conversation with the great Carla Azar of the Los Angeles rock band Autolux. And as well, we'll be given a visit by Cole McKinnon of the Clockmakers, both of which are having shows coming up around town, which we'll be talking about in great length and detail. So, we started to show off with the dreamy stylings of Mr. Jason Collette, the track was The Slowest Dance off his latest album, Rat-a-Tat, Tat. And moving right along, I think it's time to turn up the dance with some Chromeo. And maybe if you're lucky enough to see them tonight at the Commodore, well, you'll be seeing a sold-out show. So there won't be much dancing, I don't think.
Is there ever in Vancouver?
Good question. Maybe there will be at the after party at the Republic.
Oh.
If you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky. So I thought, hey, it's a good reason to play some Chromeo. And they do their best Eagles impressions off DJ Kicks with I Can't Tell You Why on 101.9 FM CITR. It's a Shameless.
Look at us, baby. We're up all night. And tell me the love of bonds.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the third annual Justice Rocks at Strathcona Park on Sunday, August 15th. Justice Rocks is a completely free event featuring live music shows, interactive social justice presentations, and festival fun from 2 to 8pm. This year's lineup features local indie rock acts N Karma, Giraffe Aftermath, Lucitera, Corbin Murdoch, and Maria in the Shower. We'll also be broadcasting live from Strathcona Park, so stop by the CITR booth at Justice Rocks to check it out on Sunday, August 15th. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
broadcasting to Vancouver at large on 101.9 FM and to the world abroad on CITR.ca. This is CITR, and the show that occupies its airwaves is Shameless. In that set, we had the fifth and latest album from Uncle, London's ultimate dynamic DJ duo. It is Where Did the Night Fall, and the track we had was Joy Factory, featuring Autolux, an amazing rock trio out of Los Angeles. We followed it up with some new Autolux, also out this month off Transit Transit. That was Kiss Proof. Autolux is also on tour, and we in Vancouver are lucky enough to have their only Canadian date at the venue on August 15th. As it just so happens, I have Carla Azar with me, drummer of Autolux, on the line right now. Hello, Carla. How are you today?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm getting ready. We're packing. I'm getting ready to leave to go to San Francisco.
So your tour starts tonight?
It starts today. We leave today, and tomorrow's our first show.
Nice. So I've been listening a lot to your latest record, Transit Transit, and it's only been out a week, so how does it feel to finally have this piece of work tangible?
It feels really great. It feels great to finally go to play a show and not hear someone ask us when the record's coming out.
Yeah, I've noticed you've been getting asked that a lot in interviews over the past few years, but since you've been working on them over the past few years and playing them live at shows, have the end result changed since when you first debuted them on stages?
Well, we didn't play them all live. Some of them were... Most of them we played live. Well, we basically, because we had the luxury of production and overdubbing, a lot of the songs that we were playing live when we went to record them, we were overdubbing more keyboard synthesizer stuff.
Right.
Analog synths and piano came into play. And so I think that we tried to sort of push ourselves in, you know, different directions just with instruments. And that, I think that's one of the more noticeable differences. It just adds different tones and elements that we felt were missing once we started listening to the recording.
So with all the label drama that you had prior to the release of the album, do you think things worked out for the best with TBD Records?
They absolutely worked out for the best. Phil Costello, the guy that runs the label, is a true music fan, music lover, has loads of integrity, signs bands for the right reasons, because he loves music, and he signs bands that he absolutely loves. They're creative, and then completely supports them. And his whole reason for, you know, signing a band is because he wants more people to, he wants the rest of the planet to be turned on to him, and he's got the, in his mind, you know, he's got his label, which is a great tool to help, you know, share great music with, you know, the rest of the world. And he's just one of a kind. I mean, there's not a lot of people like him out there. It really isn't. He's truly, especially in the business end of things, most people are signed things and they're kind of scared because they want it to sell, and if it doesn't sell, then they don't know if they like it. They question themselves, and this is a guy that truly follows his heart, and I think we definitely need someone like that.
Yeah, some people follow numbers, some people follow the music.
Sometimes if you follow the right music, numbers happen. You know, they can happen too, but yeah, some people do definitely just follow numbers.
Yeah. But you collaborated with a fair number of notable artists, and I was really interested in your work with John Frusciante, who's quite a highly selling artist. What was he like to work with?
That's funny. I just talked to John today. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but he's great. He's extremely creative. He's very eccentric in the best possible way, and completely free musically, which I enjoyed.
Yes, I've always really liked his last few solo records that he put out. I always thought they're really, you know, quite different from the Chili Peppers, but they had a lot of character and a lot of style to them. And I've always been a pretty big fan of his in particular.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's an incredible guy. He's a good friend.
So is there anyone else on your radar that you haven't collaborated with yet that you'd want to? Be they artists of any variety?
Yeah, Bjork. I'd love to collaborate with Bjork and do something from a percussive drum And I would love, she's somebody that I've admired for years, and that's somebody that is on basically the top of the list, somebody I'd love to work with.
She's pretty cool. Speaking of art, I'm sure you get asked this in every interview, but do you still create your own lighting rigs for shows?
We do. We do build things. I don't know if I'd call them a rig, like homemade pieces and things. But yeah, I mean, we're trying to figure out things for this particular tour. This tour is a work in progress, I think, lighting-wise, but we're on it. We'll probably be a couple months before we get some kind of stuff that I really would like to make and have made. So we're kind of in that little serious phase, but we're definitely doing our own, you know, creating our own atmosphere on stage for sure.
Cool. Is that easy to carry around on tour?
No, nothing's easy for this band. Just know that. Note that. Nothing is easy for Ottawa.
Easy's never fun, though, is it?
No. Band results are never probably as fun. No.
And something else I've always found very interesting when I read interviews and the like about Autolux is that you seem very steeped in all the new technologies through creation and lyrical content, but it seems that writers always go back in the same way to say that you're also steeped really deeply in the styles of the 90s. How do you relate to that?
I don't know. I don't hear 90s. I mean, that's like, I hear, like, the first song on our record doesn't sound... I guess that would be more like, but I think there's maybe two songs on this record that feels like have that feel, maybe three. But it's hard for me to hear that because I don't really hear that too much because we're doing so much to offset if there is that influence. I have none of that influence in me. I mean, as far as I'm not really a 90s. I'm the one person in the band that probably just doesn't care about the 90s very much. And I'm not saying the others don't do that or whatever, but I don't think we're trying. I mean, we're always aiming ahead. We're never trying to be. If there's influence, it's just straight, you know, pure influence still coming out, I think. But, you know, Greg has always experimented with noise before the 90s. I mean, he's always been that guy. So he'll always be that guy that I think is like a label. I think we're a strange band because the records are so eclectic. You know, I think there's other things on it. You can't really put a label. I think people try to find, so they attach that. But then I think, what about all these songs? High Chair doesn't, you know, there's simple drum machine beat with like overdubbed timpani sounding toms, and I don't hear 90s in that, and I don't know what the strange thing. I think that also, I think there's a lot of writers jump on it, a few jump on it, and then other people see what a... sort of, you know, look at that aspect of it. But there's just as much other elements, just as many other elements on the record, I think, as that.
People often hear what they want to hear, too.
Yeah, I mean, also people, if they're, I mean, you kind of, yeah, it's weird, because I don't really hear, like, I wouldn't go, okay, that's a 90s band, 90s sounding band. I think of, like, the way where I come from musically, or even Eugene or Greg, as far as, like, what we're trying to do when we record. We're, like, you know, we're into Brian Wilson harmonies and Beatles and Flying Lotus. I mean, these are the things we listen to more than anything. Right. Ends up being what it is, I guess.
Is there anything that you're a fan of musically that would surprise people?
I don't know. Because I don't know what surprises people anymore. I have no idea. That's very subjective. What would surprise somebody?
Big fan of gangster rap, perhaps?
Mad Villain. I don't know. I don't know if it would surprise anyone. Maybe it would.
Mad Villain's a skilled MC.
Oh, he's incredible.
Yeah, can collaborate with him sometime.
Yeah, we'd love to. You know, we got we became friends with Jizza from Wu-Tang Clan's manager, and he's trying to get us to do a collaboration with him. Jizza. I don't know what's going to happen with that. We've been very busy, but. Yeah, Mad Villain. Dr. Octagon's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Pookie.
There have been some good collaborations with the RZA. The RZA and John Frusciante, actually. A pretty good collaboration out there.
RZA is amazing. I think he's incredible.
The man can do no wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
When do you suppose you noticed, or first noticed, your surge in popularity was beginning?
You mean just from the beginning of the band? When did we notice it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. It's weird because we're very cynical about ourselves. So everything that we ever did, you know, our first show in LA, we would never book a bunch of shows. We would always book one, and then go back and think, okay, how can we outdo ourselves? And then it wasn't until we like went to the next place, musical growth, that we'd book another show, so that all of our shows kind of progressed. But it's weird because we never know if anybody's gonna show up. And even on the tour, if people show up, I have no idea. We don't watch ticket sales. We tell our booking agent not to send us. I don't want to ever know. I don't want to know.
Well, you know, I think ticket sales will be pretty good for your show coming up at the venue on the 15th.
Yeah, we're excited to come up there.
Have you been up here before?
One time, yeah. But we've never headlined a show there, which we're really excited about.
Yeah, the venue's a pretty cool venue, as it were, which is the venue. Yeah, it's pretty big. It's got a nice layout.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of good restaurants. Are you vegetarian by any chance?
We are, yeah.
Oh, hey, there's a really good restaurant on West 4th and McDonald called The Nom.
West 4th and McDonald.
Yeah.
What is it called?
The Nom.
The Nom. N-A-M?
N-A-A-M. It's all...
Oh, Nom. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good to know.
It's straight up totally vegan. I think it's... you can get anything vegan, but I think it's also vegetarian, too.
Wow, that's incredible. Oh, that's good to know. That's one thing that we always are... welcoming is restaurant suggestions, indeed.
So also, I've read, I don't know if this is true or not, but you're a Nobel Prize-winning drummer?
No. Who said that?
That is on your Wikipedia page.
No.
Collaborated.
That's ridiculous. No, I think what you... Death of an anarchist. That's how Eugene and I started playing together, is we wrote music for this play and performed it every night.
Oh, I see. So the play won the Nobel Prize, so it's not complete fiction.
Well, yeah. If it were even half, if I won a Nobel Prize for playing drums.
That's why I love Wikipedia so much.
Yeah, it's so accurate.
Such integrity.
No.
Well,
yeah.
It's been great chatting with you.
Yeah, you too.
And good luck on the tour and everything. Hope all your shows go off without a hitch.
Well, thank you very much. It was really nice talking to you, too.
You too. Carla Azar, drummer of Autolux. They play the venue August 15th. And this calls for some more Autolux, I think, off their latest release, Transit Transit. This is Super Toys on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is Shameless.
Empty mind. So what you're not cut out for, the world. that way. And it'll keep on coming back. A fool gets laughed at. Now go on and on and on, letting it out when the feeling's strong. I wonder who in the single thing made this night and its ugly dreams. Final stage.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is Shameless. Before that, in that set, we had A Fine Mist from right here in Vancouver with Stop or Start. They both playing the illustrious Biltmore on August 29th with the likes of Eamon McGrath and October Man. Should be a great show. A great show. Had a nice long set in there, actually. Oops.
Oops.
It's a riot going on. Riot. Basia Bulat in that set before that, from her latest Heart of My Own, the track Go On, and from 2005, the great John Frusciante from Curtains, the track A Name, featuring Carla Azar off Autolux on the drums. Great talking with Carla Azar on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
It was. I enjoyed listening. It was too bad her phone kept cutting out.
She must have been somewhere in the Redwoods, California.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
That will do it. Them trees always get in the way of those signals.
Nature.
But on the flip side, with technology, Natalie here has a great scheme, you know, for anyone ever stuck in a really slow elevator. You know, if you're going to work and you got like people getting on every floor, There's a way you can skip past it. What is it?
Apparently, I don't really know. I just read about it, and have yet to put it to practice. But apparently, if you hit the closed door button and just hold it the entire time and you hit your floor button and you don't take your finger off of the door closed button, it won't stop.
Nice.
Do you think it's true?
One way to find out.
There is. I don't really ride elevators. My office building is 2 floors.
It's be a great way to relieve stress on the job, you know? This might save people from doing something crazy.
Well, except for the people waiting.
Oh, that too, yeah. Might be a lot of people just grabbing beer and getting the hell out of there, flipping obscenities and
I quit.
Slides. We're, of course, talking about that flight attendant, A.C. Slater. It's a great story. You should look it up. It's one for the little people.
Oh.
But now at this point in the show, I think I'm going to try something new.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell a joke.
Uh-oh.
What? It's going to be good.
It's going to be good? Is it?
Of course it's going to be good.
All right.
All right, so this guy goes to the doctor.
Wait, are you telling it to me or are you telling it to them?
Telling it to everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
All right.
So this guy goes to the doctor. Doctor says, I got bad news and I got worse news. The guy says, oh my God, what's the bad news? And the doctor says, bad news is you're going to die in 24 hours. The worst news is I've been trying to call you since yesterday.
No!
Oh, come
on. No!
I thought it was pretty good.
My favorite part of that joke was Luke Skywalker.
I don't think he liked it. You know, way back at the top of the show, we got a request from Robbie for some humans. And I'm just now getting to it.
Aw, sorry for the wait, Robbie.
But it'll be good. It'll be worth it.
Definitely.
I quite like this track. It's called Always Around. And here it is on Shameless. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
Bye. I can't break my band away. We're all so stuck on fire. I'm so sad to say, I can't break my band away. We're all so stuck on fire.
Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Oh,
Right here in Vancouver, that is Brastronaut with Slow Hands off their latest Mount Chimera here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is called Shameless.
What was the song called?
Slow Knots.
Oh.
Why? What did I say?
Slow Hands. That's an Interpol song.
What was I thinking of?
Yikes.
Yikes, indeed. But guess
what?
What? There's going to be some slow hands and slow moves on the dance floor at the China Cloud this Friday night, because Brastronaut, who have been doing a cross-country tour like the past few months,
mm-hmm.
going to do another show right after it.
For us here in Vancouver?
For us here in Vancouver.
We've been waiting.
We're so lucky.
Too many shows on the other side of the country. Not enough here.
Yes, I agree. We need more.
Mm.
And you know what else is going on that night?
What?
At the Rio Theater. We're finally going to get the release of a great movie called Dead Hooker in a Trunk. I've been looking forward to it for a long time.
How can you choose which one to go to?
I think we can do both. I think we will do both.
It must be done.
Also, from Edmonton, in that set, back at that, we had the Whit Sundays from their latest Saul. The track, I Can't Get Off My Cloud. Channeling some Rolling Stones there, maybe?
Mm.
Maybe. And we started off with The Humans with Always Around for our great listener, Robbie. I forgot to mention, I always take requests. I love getting requests, even though I never give out the number, which is 822-2487, if you ever want to make a request. It is dial 604-UBC-CITR on your phone, and I will answer, unless you're calling after 8. You can call Val. She'd like it, too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a phone... where the numbers equal letters.
Like one of them old touchtone phones? Or not touchtone phones. Rotary
smartphone?
Dials. Smartphone. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Those things don't have...
Rotary dial as well. I have a phone like that. It's red. I call it the bat phone.
Yeah, you call it bat, I was going to say.
Yep. It's not plugged in, though. It has this weird old outlet or plug-in thing. I can't find a converter for it.
Maybe you can get an app for your smartphone. That looks like a rotary battery.
The rotary app?
The bat app.
Yes.
It could light up when you call it, too.
Turn my iPhone red, if I had one. I don't have one of those. Sigh.
What do you have?
A phone.
You have a BlackBerry, and you regret it.
Well,
just pointing that out there.
It's all right. I can call people with it. Anyway, we're talking about the music, no?
Let's play some more music.
That's music.
This is a side project from The Herd, titled Alberta's Hunter. The track, celebrating 85 years on 101.9 FM CITR.
Ain't chapter ends. Whoa. Another one begins. And everybody's got a story underneath it all. Brick by brick we build it up again and watch it fall. But I'll be there for you if you need me to. Tell me, how are you? How are you? Down around the corner, I noticed quite a crowd. People yelling for help. Another good person down. I guess I should be happy. It's never been all bad. Chapter ends. Whoa. Another one begins. And everybody's got a story underneath it all. Brick by brick we build it up again. Watch it fall. But I'll be there for you if you need me to. Tell me, how are you? How are you? Every disaster leads you to sunshine. We're gonna make it. We're gonna be fine. Every disaster leads you to sunshine.
I didn't love you before. but I love you now. Never wanted it more than I want it now.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear.
FM is the station you're listening to right now, and this show has been shameless.
Sure has been.
And then some.
Wow.
Speaking of being shameless, in that last set was entirely dedicated to a great show that's coming up this Saturday, August
14th. Absolutely not shameless.
No?
No.
It's a public service is what I'm doing. Public service. That last track? Jack? Track.
Sorry. Messed you up.
It did. It threw me off my game.
Uh-oh.
It was The Autumn Portrait with Goodbye Apathy. And he is playing with our good friend Bodie Jones, who's in that also with that set with Alone in the World. And we started it off with The Clockmakers and their track Detachment. All of the above playing on the 14th at the newly renovated, freshly cleaned The Cobalt. As a matter of fact, I quite like all these dudes. Every one of them I consider close personal friends. And I wouldn't go out on a limb to, you know, suggest you download any one of my podcasts in particular, but the Christmas special with Bodie Jones and The Autumn Portrait, featuring the likes of The Patience Product and T-Train, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Just saying. It's hard to top. This show's been pretty good, though. And it's all thanks to you,
the
Natalie.
Listener?
No, I'm pointing at you, Natalie.
The yeah. Listeners. It's all them. It's all for them.
We can't forget the great efforts of Autolux. Big thanks to Carla Azar, drummer of Autolux. They'll be playing the venue on the 15th. You should check it out if you can. It'll be great. But now, the show must end.
Aww.
I know. But I'll leave you with a very inspirational and motivational song to pave the way for Folk Oasis. Off the classic record of The Lost Soul, straight out of Manchester, these are The Doves. With the irreverent Catch the Sun. See you next time, Vancouver. I'll have another joke for you. Yay!
Every day it comes to this, catch the things you might have missed, you say. Understood.
is a great song, but I feel I must cut it short for 1 second. As I'm sitting here in the studio with the lad who trekked really hard to get here.
Hi.
Due to my poor directions.
I made it, though, in the end, yes.
Yes, how's it going?
It's going well now, yeah. Worked up a sweat, but I'm here.
So we have, like, 1 minute to go-ish. So who are you, quickly?
I'm Cole. I play in a band called Clockmakers, Vancouver-based indie pop kind of band. And, yeah, just came by, have a listen, give some CDs out.
It's a great band, actually.
Yeah.
Quite a great band, yeah.
How'd you find out about us?
The usual research methods, I think.
Yeah?
But, yeah, I've been hyping up your show on the radio this past half hour.
Yeah, I see some of these discs here from the other bands.
You and Bodhi, Autumn Portrait.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be good. We were talking about it a few minutes ago.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward to it. I have some tickets. Going to just sell as many as we can in the next couple days, so...
Excellent. Excellent. Mm. So sadly, we couldn't talk in more in-depth.
Well, I mean, it's better than nothing, so yeah.
That's true. But hey, I'll be trying to get to one of your tracks.
Sure, it's... I think it was the second one down there, that MySpace link. Yeah.
So how's it been? How's the tour been? You just got back from Montreal, didn't you?
Well, you know...